The report looks at records in 11 states and found that 1 in 68 of the 8-year-olds studied in 2010 were diagnosed with autism. In Georgia, that number is 1 in 64, which experts say closely resembles the national estimates. Dr. Marshlin Jurgen-Alsop heads the Developmental Disabilities Branch at the CDC.
We found that boys were identified about 5 times more than girls. White children were still more likely to be identified with autism than black or Hispanic children. And most children with autism are diagnosed after age 4.
Jurgen-Alsop says the CDC also discovered that the picture of autism is changing over time.
Almost half of the children identified with autism in 2010 had average or above average intellectual ability, as compared to about a third of the children a decade ago.
She says the report did not specifically look at risk factors or causes of autism, but the CDC is actively participating in additional autism research.
We believe that some of this is due to the way children are identified, diagnosed, and receive services within these communities.
Michael Morier is a senior associate of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at the Emory Autism Center.
What did surprise me was that we're still getting more and more kids. I thought it may start leveling out by now, but it just hasn't.
But as the numbers rise, Morier is concerned about the amount of services that are available.
In Georgia, there's 1 in 64 children diagnosed on the autism spectrum. And are they all going to be able to get the appropriate treatment for that disorder? I think there's a lack of service providers for the amount of children that we are seeing.
Experts say autism can be identified as early as age 2. They say the sooner a child is diagnosed and can begin treatment, the better. Michelle Wirth, WAUBE News.